Roy Moore, the suspended Alabama Chief Justice, was in court today fighting for his job. A judicial panel is weighing ethics charges against Moore since he defied a federal court order to remove from public view a monument to the Ten Commandments. NPR's Debbie Elliott was at the ethics trial in Montgomery, and she joins us now. Debbie, what are the charges against Judge Moore?
Well, he's charged of violating the Alabama canons of judicial ethics. There are six counts against him. Among other things, he's accused of failing to respect and comply with the law and undermining the integrity and independence of the judiciary.
And what kind of defense did he present today?
Well, he took the stand in his own defense and basically made the argument that he was only upholding his oath of office and his oath to both the Alabama and the U.S. Constitution by posting the Ten Commandments in the Alabama Judicial Building in the rotunda here, and that he was only acknowledging God, and that had he agreed with that federal court order and done what the judge asked and moved the monument, that he would somehow be violating his oath. He said he would do it again, that he must acknowledge God.
Now, the prosecution in this case is being led by the Attorney General of Alabama. That's Bill Pryor. What did the government say today?
You know, in closing arguments, Bill Pryor told this Court of the Judiciary that the stakes are very high here, that basically the fundamental question before them is what does it mean to have, quote, a government of laws and not of men? He went on to say that because the Chief Justice was totally unrepentant about what he'd done and said that he would do it again, that he was placing himself somehow above the law and in doing so very publicly urging others to do the same. And that because he is the highest judicial officer in the state, that he shouldn't be doing such things. It sets a bad example. It brings disrepute to his office. And so he asked the court to regrettably remove Chief Justice Moore from his office, that this case demands, quote, no less.
Proceedings are over for today, but what happens now? Who is actually deciding what happens with Roy Moore, and how quickly might that happen?
It's the Court of the Judiciary, which is a panel especially made up of judges, lawyers, and two civilians or regular citizens who decide these ethics cases against judges. They heard all the testimony today and the arguments from both sides. They say they'll make their decision public tomorrow morning. I should note that one of the judges, when Chief Justice Moore was on the witness stand, asked the Chief Justice, if we were to put you back in the Chief Justice's office, if you were to get your job back, what would you do with that Ten Commandments monument? And the Chief Justice said, well, I haven't decided that, but I'll tell you one thing. It wouldn't stay in the closet where it is now.
Hmm. Some indication of where he might be leaning on that.
Exactly.
Debbie, this proceeding today took place in the same building where that monument was on display, and in the past that's drawn a lot of people who are quite worked up about this issue. Were there people there today?
Oh, yes. It was standing room only in the courtroom. There were two overflow rooms. The proceeding started at 9 o'clock this morning, but people started lining up about 7:30 to get in the door and make sure they had a seat. Most of them believed that this proceeding was not fair, that it's pretty much a foregone conclusion that Chief Justice Moore will lose his job. But they say that that's okay, that somehow everything that Chief Justice Moore has done and gone through over these past few years fighting for the Ten Commandments has brought him to a higher and higher level of national prominence and brought this issue to the forefront. And they think that's somehow a master plan, that God is working through this man to get this issue to the forefront, and that if he loses his job over it, so be it, that he could be destined for even higher office. I should note that even if he does lose his job because of violating this court order, there's nothing in Alabama law that would stop him from running again.
Thank you, Debbie.
Thank you, Melissa.
NPR's Debbie Elliott in Montgomery, Alabama, where Chief Justice Roy Moore was on trial today on ethics charges.